Hi, my name is Donovan Carr, and I'm the Tribal Liaison and Outreach Coordinator at the Arizona Secretary of State's office. I'd like to share with you today my Arizona Civics autobiography. I'm Navajo from Northern Arizona, and so I'd like to introduce myself in Diné, and it's how Navajos just show respect and greet others that they meet. Yate she Donovan Carian she Tedish Gisnin Schlingo Tretnesani Bashishin Kazlana Deshache in the Tretnesani Deshanale Akut Ego E Yad Dinenshle. And to translate, I shared that I was of the Rock Gap clan and born for the Tangle People clan. My maternal grandparents' clan is the Minigoats clan, and my paternal grandparents' clan is the Salt clan. And so that's how I identify as Navajo. And to talk about my civics journey and how it's led me to the work that I do today, I think I want to begin by talking about one of the core values of being a Native American person. And it's the interconnectedness of us all and how we're all related to each other in one form or another. We're all human beings, we're all people. And so for the Navajo people, that principle, it's called ke, which is translated kinship. And so community service and helping others and working with others is really, really a core value and very important to the Navajo, as it is with Native American people. And so that being part of my identity and really kind of important in the community that I grew up in, it really helped shape how I look at the world and what I find meaningful in my work. And so I remember as a kid that election day and voting was really, really, really important. It's a civic ritual in Native American communities. Election Day is very much a holiday, and it's a day where the community gathers and clans gather at, for me, growing up in Tuba City, which is about an hour north of Flagstaff near the Grand Canyon on the Navajo Nation. And in Navajo communities, our town halls are called chapter houses. And so Navajos, we would gather at the chapter house for voting on election day. The community would gather. There'd be community feasts. Luncheons would be served. Families would go. Clans would go just in big, large groups, all milling about, talking one with another and casting their ballot. And so it was a community holiday. Everyone dressed their best. Navajos wore the turquoise and the silver, and interacted with candidates, talking with them, celebrating and commiserating wins and losses. And a lot of that stems from this value of interconnectedness, but it also comes from our history as Native American people, where for a long time we weren't allowed to vote and we weren't allowed to participate in our government, which meant that we didn't have a say for a long time in what happened to us and what happened to our communities. And so when we did gain this right to vote and access to really participate in government too, along with other communities, it was always really stressed that everyone voted and that we really respect this opportunity to participate. And I remember family members checking on each other. Do you have a ride to get to the polls today? Make sure you vote today. Do you need help to, I'll watch the kids while you go vote. We're all gonna go vote. What are we gonna wear? And so very much so it was a civic ritual. I remember that growing up. And so I also remember participating in student government. It was student council. it was really fun. It was scary at times to put yourself out there and ask for your peers' support to be named to the student council, be elected. I remember the excitement from all of that. You all probably, some of you participate in student council. And so I commend you all for doing that. And so that really built up my worldview in helping others. And it led to my previous roles in government, where I worked as a legislative assistant with the Navajo Nation Council, which is my tribe's legislative body. For a couple of years, I served in some programs as a staffer there as well, and then worked with the Arizona State Legislature as an administrative assistant to a state senator for several years. And so I did that as well. And that led me to being the first ever tribal liaison and outreach coordinator for the Arizona Secretary of State's office. I've been with the Secretary of State's office for more than a year and a half now, and it's been challenging, amazing, fun, and very, very rewarding. Working in civic engagement is really rewarding because I find myself guided by the question, am I helping others in this role? Am I improving the quality of life of my community members? And am I helping others to become better and have better? And so it's very rewarding to see the direct benefits of helping others to learn to vote. And as outreach coordinator, I work with the diverse communities of Arizona. There's people in our state from all walks of life and every ethnic background. And I work with organizations, nonprofit advocacy organizations, voter organizations within communities to help support their work, amplify and magnify their messages and their outreach. I coordinate with them and partner with them to ensure they have what they need to serve their communities in voter education and voter training to register people to vote and to outreach to voters, to outreach to eligible voters in Arizona to become registered, to make sure that their registration is current and that they know how to vote. They know what way to vote is best for them. They know all the different options and they know their rights when it comes to voting. And so that's what I do as outreach coordinator. I'm still in many respects an educator. As tribal liaison, I work to promote and foster relationships and partnerships with Arizona's 22 tribes and nations. I work to help them in their voter outreach as well, in voter education, helping them meet their needs in elections. It's amazing to see how all these diverse communities will come together to work, to partner, to overcome any kind of obstacles or barriers to voting for eligible voters in Arizona. And so I really enjoy my work. And I'd like to just encourage you all to participate in community service. Don't be afraid to serve your community. Don't be afraid to go to town meetings, community meetings. I think a lot of the initial fears are, I won't have anything to contribute, or what can I do? I can't really do anything, or I don't know what to say. I would say don't be discouraged by that. The most important things that we want to do when we're serving our community or engaging in our government, we want to listen and we want to be present. And so no decisions about us without us is one of the mantras that I heard when I came into elections and voting. And our communities advocates always say this, where no decisions about us without us. And that's what civic engagement is. That's what community service and participating in government is. Just being there and just listening and being present. That's one of the most powerful things that you can do to participate. So don't be afraid to attend and to listen in and to learn. And so that's my short, brief civics autobiography. And I hope it's encouraged you all to look into participating in learning more about our government and our democracy and what we do as community members, what our role is in all of that. Happy Civics Week, and have go on it.